Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to discuss the roles that appear in the CSI publication. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. As I said, we're going to look at the roles that are available in the CSI publication. So we're going to understand the roles and responsibilities that need to be carried out to make continual service improvement work effectively. Let's look at the 7-step improvement process. You should remember this from your foundation course. And in that, we discover the 7-step process that needs to be carried out to make CSI work effectively in our environments. The first part of it starts with define what you should measure. Think about who needs to be involved in your organisation in defining what should be measured to demonstrate any improvement opportunities. The individuals we're looking at will be involved with decision making, so we need to go quite high up in our organisations to understand who is making the decisions from an IT and business perspective, and can understand what should be measured to support the business effectively. We need to be mindful of things like IT governance and business governance controls, and also any regulatory requirements and legislation that apply to the organisation as a whole. Think about the people in your organisation who are involved in those activities. ITIL suggests that there are a number of potential job roles that could be involved in this, and it gives us some titles as an example. It talks about people like the service manager, someone who is responsible for the delivery of service, the service owner, the owner of the service in question, who makes sure that the service is delivered according to the service level targets we've agreed, the service level manager, interested in creation and maintenance of the service level agreements and ensuring we meet our targets, the CSI manager, the manager in charge of the improvement initiatives. We also think about process owners and process managers, people who are involved in delivering the processes that make our services work. Customers and business and IT analysts and senior IT management may also be involved in this decision-making activity, defining what you should measure to identify where an improvement opportunity can be made. If we move through that 7-step process, we'll find the next step is define what you can measure. When we're looking at defining what you can measure, we should be talking to the people who are involved in providing the service. This includes any external providers we may be using as well. So both internally and externally, we talk to people who understand the capabilities of the measuring processes, procedures, tools, and the staff who are involved. So in this way, we can understand what is possible to be measured. Not what we should be doing, but what we can achieve. The example titles for job roles that ITIL gives are again our service managers, service owners and process managers, but we also include individuals from our internal and external service providers. As we continue through our 7-step process, we come to gathering the data. Who's involved in gathering the data that allows us to understand improvement initiatives in your organisation? ITIL suggests that we should be talking to individuals who are involved in the day-to-day process activities within both the service transition and the service operation lifecycle phases. We're talking here about people like the service desk staff and perhaps technical management staff or application management staff. If we have areas that we need to consider relating to security, we should also be talking to any individuals involved in security as well. Gathering the data is an important aspect, and making sure that we have accurate data will be vital to ensure that our service improvement takes place effectively. Continuing through our 7-step process, we now come to processing the data. The roles that are going to be involved in processing the data may be similar to those involved in gathering. So again, we're looking at the individuals concerned in the day-to-day process activities within the service transition and service operation lifecycle phases. We didn't mention them before, but let's not forget our change managers and any of our change analysts, because they will be involved in processing data that's been created through change. So, service desk staff, change management staff, technical management staff, application management staff and IT security staff, our old friends are all back again, helping us to process the data that they gathered in the first place. It's important to go through the seven-step process in all its stages, so we've looked at just the first few. One of the most important steps that we have to cover is analysing the data. And here we need particular skill sets. The role of analysis in data management is extremely key. We need to make sure that we have the relevant people who have the right skills involved to be able to do this effectively. So the sorts of individual who might be involved with this will be those who are providing the service, so internal and external providers, and also people who understand the capabilities of the measuring processes, procedures and tools. Making sure that we have correctly skilled analytical staff is very important, and we've probably all met business analysts and IT analysts in our working environment. So the titles that ITIL suggests for this area will be people like the service owners and process owners, people who have responsibility for the service and the processes taking place. But we're also going to include business and IT analysts, and also senior IT analysts, supervisors and team leaders who understand how to analyse the data that's been captured thanks to their familiarity with the way that the operation works. Presenting and using the information in our next step means that we have people involved in providing the service again. People who understand the capabilities of the service and the underpinning processes. They should also possess good communication skills. So key personnel involved with this, including decision makers from both IT and the business, may be appropriate at this point. ITIL suggests again some sample titles. So our CSI manager, who should be a good communicator, our service owner and service managers, and the service level manager. And the service level manager, let's not forget, is the interface between our organisation and IT. Process owners and process managers will also be involved, and anyone who actually has to use the information may be included in the following list: customers, users, internal and external providers, and senior IT managers. So making sure that we have the relevant people involved will be important. When we get round to the implementation of corrective action, then anybody who is involved in that activity needs to be included in this particular step. So, in implementing corrective action, we're looking at the roles of people who are going to be involved in our projects and our initiatives. So, the CSI manager will be a key figure here, as they own any improvement initiatives. Service owners, service managers, and service level managers, and process owners and process managers will all be involved. In an improvement initiative, it's important not to forget our customers and our users, and also the internal and external providers. So there we examined the seven-step process and the roles that continual service improvement identifies. But there are other key roles that exist within continual service improvement, and I'm going to very briefly have a look at those. If you recall from your continual service improvement modules, we discussed somebody called the service manager. In CSI, the service manager is an extremely important role that manages the development, implementation, evaluation, and ongoing management of new and existing products and services. So this person is critical for the introduction of new services into our live environment. They have a wide range of responsibilities. The responsibilities include business strategy development, competitive market assessment and benchmarking, financial and internal customer analysis, vendor management, inventory management, and internal supplier management. All of these areas mean that they have to work with other areas and other processes within our ITIL framework. So for vendor management and internal supplier management, we're working with our supplier management process. Don't forget that the service manager is relating to the service, whereas our process owners manage our processes. So there'll be lots of cross-fertilisation between service and process as the service manager and the process managers work together. Of course, cost is also extremely important, so we're going to involve processes for financial management and also understanding the full life cycle of how we deliver our products and services into our live operation. So service managers work right the way through the whole of the life cycle, through strategy, design, transition and operation. So there we see that continual service improvement is critical in all of those life cycle areas. Let's consider now the CSI manager themselves. This is very often a new role for organisations, having somebody who is in charge and managing any improvement activity and initiatives. Usually these take place in an odd ad hoc way, so the individual who's concerned in identification of the improvement initiative may be the manager of it. But ITIL suggests that we have a manager who is solely responsible for this type of activity. It's essential for a successful improvement program that we have somebody who heads it up and takes on that accountability. Of course, improvements are happening all the time, but that doesn't mean that this will be a full-time role. It may be a role that somebody undertakes as part of their normal business-as-usual activities. But whatever it is, and whoever's doing it, the person is ultimately responsible for the success of all the improvement activities that are going on. That means we have a single point of accountability, so that individual must be seen to be competent and have the right skills and talents to be able to manage effectively a service improvement initiative. Good communication skills are going to be vital, and also they need to be seen throughout the organisation as having the authority to carry out the tasks as defined. ITIL also talks about the service owner being important in CSI. And remember, when we talk about a service owner, we're talking about somebody who is accountable for a specific service within the organisation. It's critical to our service management to establish ownership for any processes which cross over our services so that we understand who we need to speak to get things done effectively. So our service owner makes sure that they liaise with the correct process owners. And a process owner is also there as one of the key roles in our continual service improvement activities. Accountable for the overall quality of processes, they oversee the management of and organisational compliance to the process as it's been defined and as it's supporting the business IT processes. We also need to think about other process areas, so people that come into our design processes and some of our other operational process areas. So service knowledge management happening in our transition life cycle will also be involved in our improvement activity. Knowledge management is critical for critical to require ownership within an organisation. We need to make sure that knowledge is transferred effectively right the way through from strategy, through design, transition and finally into operation. And there, in operation, we'll find another key role for continual service improvement, the reporting analysts themselves. Often working with service level management, they are the ones who are reviewing and analysing data that comes in from component monitoring, system monitoring and subsystems in order to obtain a true end-to-end value. They'll help with the identification of trends and understand how we can improve our services as we go forward. So those are just some of the roles that continual service improvement shows us in the publication. Consider the roles that you need in your organisation. Think about the job titles that may exist there and who gets involved in your improvement initiatives. Do you have a CSI manager or someone who takes on that role? And if you don't, think about it. Do your improvement initiatives actually achieve the benefits that they deserve? I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio found exclusively on gogotraining.com.